Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you here for a Wednesday, June 16th edition. A big thanks to Rob Starr, the Lincoln County Cattleman, for taking time for us today, and for Mayor Kelleher bringing in some lovely rodeo royalty with us as well. It's been a great start to the morning so far, and we're going to continue that as we crack open the KODY phone lines coming up here in just a few moments. But right now, we're going to welcome in the operations manager, Tanner Struckman. Wanted to bring Tanner on today to talk a little bit about some Legion baseball. You were up in Broken Bow last night, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. First,
do they have a nice field?
Yeah, it was a nice park, and they got a good team. It was a couple really good games. Juniors lost 8-5, but it was tied going into the sixth, and then and they kind of loaded their juniors team up. I think a lot of the kids that play seniors as well also play juniors. I think they're trying to keep that group together to be really good in a year or two on the senior level. But seniors game was a 2-0 game. They got a kid who's going to Peru State next year in Blake Denson, and we pitched Will Coe, who's going on to Jamestown University in North Dakota next year. So a couple of college level guys, and it was a pitching duel phenomenon. I mean, it was 2-0, but I think we had Will Coe for North Pride gave up 3 hits and struck out a career high 7, and Denson for Broken Bow struck out, I think, 9. It was a fun. We don't see too many pitching duels anymore, and that was a really fun one. It was a really quick seniors game, and North Pride got the victory 2-0, so 17th win of the season.
So they're sitting pretty this year, then, I guess.
Yeah, 17-5 for the seniors.
Wow.
They've had a good year. District-wise, they'll be kind of middle of the pack because they've lost a couple district games. But they have gearing today at Billwood Field. As far as I know, that's still on schedule. They usually play those games at 5 and 7:30. But for some reason, and I don't know if this is gearing's request, it could be they wanted to play at 4 and 6, which is probably even worse because you'd like to be playing later into the night. That's going to be a hot day there at Billwood Field. So you can come out for that. Juniors at 4 and seniors to follow. But I would guess those are still on. I would think I've heard if they were going to try to move those. There's not a lot of chance for moving games at this point. But I thought maybe with the heat there was a chance. But as far as I know, those are still on. And then juniors are off, I think, until Monday. And they'll host McCook. And then seniors will go. They'll travel east again this week. But, and I'll be back in action next Wednesday in Grand Island. I'll bring you that doubleheader. So it's really the grind of the schedule right now is June. I mean, they get done with June, July's 2 weeks in districts. So this is the grind part of it, as baseball is usually a grind.
And the district's going to be in Kearney this year. Is there a chance they're matched up against their rivals in Kearney?
Well, at some point they'll play them or Hastings probably.
Those are both kind of rivals, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they've kind of become that in baseball. I would say almost more Hastings. They split with Hastings this year. They still have to play Kearney in Kearney. They lost the first game, but I think it's really competitive. It's 3 teams. I think actually North Platte's probably the best team, in my opinion, of those 3. Not just saying that. But I do think they probably are. This is the year for North Platte to maybe make some noise in the district. They haven't won a district title in a long time. I know Kearney won 13 in a row. That ended 2 years ago to Hastings. So it's been at least 15 years, and I don't recall. I don't have it in front of me the last time North Platte won. So that they'd love to do it in Kearney on their field here mid-July. So, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. We've still got a ways to go between now and then. But had a good year, and hopefully they can hopefully they can win the district and get on to state for the first time in, I think, 5-6 years.
Legion baseball tonight over there at Billwood Field. The Nats going to host gearing, you said. We want to have coverage of that here on KODY due to our rodeo coverage.
That's right. We got the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. You and Thad McDermott back out there for another year. Going to be hot, but hopefully by 8 o'clock it cools down. The sun will be set behind, so if you're going, it shouldn't be too bad. If there's a dash of wind, are we forecasting any wind today?
I don't think so.
I mean,
I wish.
Last night, I will say, at Broken Bow, it was cooler in the stands than in the press box because there was wind. If you get a little wind when the sun gets away from you, it's not bad. But even with no wind, even if the sun's not on you, it's going to be steamy tonight.
Yeah. Well, the White Auction Hut that we broadcast out of has a couple fans in it. Jeff leaves the fans in there for us.
You'll need that on the whole time,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I had an oscillating one, and I'm like, guys, can we just stop this on me? Because it's hitting me about every 10 seconds. But, yeah, the rodeo tonight should be fun. Night one and 4 quick night. It'll go quick. But I think Slack getting underway already.
Yeah, Slack started about 40 minutes ago. So, and that's free to attend. If folks want to stop out of the arena, just go in. You can attend Slack for free. But why does KODY do the rodeo coverage? That's something that's extremely unique only to KODY and not something that's done in a lot of markets or in a lot of radio stations in general.
You know, I don't know that I've ran. I'm sure there are other radio stations that do it. I guarantee somewhere there is. I don't know
probably
that
down in Texas.
I don't know that I've ever seen it. I've never really looked for it, but I'm sure it's been done. I give credit to our predecessors who started that, and I'm not sure who the beginning was. I know Tony Lama did it for a long time, and I don't know when that all got started, but you certainly got to give credit to them for being the start of it. And it's just something we thought we'd carry on. And it's pretty fun, entertaining radio. It's certainly unique radio. It's nothing you've ever heard before if you've never tuned in. So tune in. And if you have, you know, the thing about it too is, if you look at the contestants, there's not a lot from North Platte. I mean, obviously, this is a big rodeo. You get best of the best.
Yep.
And so we like to provide that at least for people who can't make it in. And if you don't want to go out, or if you're trying to avoid the heat, it's just a good opportunity to dial up in an evening. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's good, easy listening to. And, you know, fun. It showcases a premier event for North Platte that I think it's underrated. I think a lot of people know about the rodeo, but I don't think they realize how big the rodeo is in rodeo world.
We take it for granted here in North Platte.
You do.
This is a huge rodeo, and we take it for granted that it's in our own backyard. And Thad does a perfect job at painting the picture of what's going on in the arena. It's not easy doing play-by-play, especially for a rodeo event where you have to worry about the athlete and then the athlete that they're possibly on or trying to get on with the animal. And it's tough, but Thad does a good job, paints a good picture of it, so folks can really get an accurate description at home. And you know the struggles of calling a baseball game is a lot of downtime. Rodeo's kind of the same in some ways, and Thad keeps it entertaining in that downtime.
Well, it's got its ebbs and flows, just like any sport does. It's quick, because each event does not take very long for each rider.
Yeah.
And that's a credit, I guess, to make the call work is a credit to the production quality you have at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. I can notice these things because I've done these kind of things before, but the sound production, is tremendous. And keeping
and
it going.
The visual, too. The visual company that comes in. The audio and visual is huge.
You've got to have, obviously Randy Corley's great, and he keeps
with
it moving.
With KODY roots as well,
yeah.
We may add.
You've got to have that to keep it moving. I mean, that's the biggest thing about a rodeo. You don't want too much downtime. There's got to be something going on all the time. I think that's their goal. Even if there's nobody running, he's talking, he's entertaining, you've got the clown, you've got the axe, there's always something, so that adds to kind of the ebbs and flows, and it makes it easy. I mean it's not easy to broadcast, but I think it's certainly a little easier because of the quality of what they get out there, and Randy Corley, the best sound, the best music, and the best acts, it seems like. They always have great bullfighters as well, so I think it's a great pairing, and we're glad to be a part of it, keep doing it here. It's kind of been a tradition here at KODY. We've done it for a long time, and yeah, Thad does a great job. If I could do my best Thad McDermott impersonation, I won't, Thad, but ladies and gentlemen, that's usually his tagline, and
he has some others too that are just great. Put those hens in the coop, rush on back in here, grab Mama's hand, and we'll be back with more rodeo actions. One of my favorites.
There you go. He's got them all. He knows what he's doing.
He's a pro.
He knows rodeo for sure. So excited for it. And next four nights here on KODY. And I'd invite you, if you go to the rodeo, bring your radio and listen.
The KODY tower is very close to the Wild West Arena.
Yeah, and I think it would you'd learn a lot. If you don't have kids with you, bring a little radio. If you have kids, it's probably not worth it, somebody who has kids. But bring a little radio and listen, because you'll get some of that extra action, especially if you don't know anything about rodeo. You can learn a lot.
Yep, there's going to be a lot. And hats off, too. We have some accommodating folks out there, too. The rodeo committee, extremely accommodating. Jack Morris is the chair. Very accommodating. Understands the power and importance of radio. And the Nebraska Land Days executive director, David Fudge, knows a little bit about radio. Also with KODY, as we may.
We know there's not a lot of room out there. So we're pretty fortunate to be able to get a spot that we can see the field and the entirety of the arena, and so we're really blessed to have that, and we thank them for letting us continue to do this, to provide this service. So
Tanner Struckman joining us in the studio again, folks. Rodeo coverage begins this evening on KODY. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up on Mugs in the Morning, and we'll also crack open the KODY phone lines next.